We're talking with Dr. Kim Anderson, of course, Oklahoma State University, Extension Grain Market Economist. And Kim, these wheat prices, it's been a tough spring.
It's been a very tough spring. We got forward contract for harvest delivered wheat around $3.85, $3.90. This time last year, we were about five and a nickel, five and a dime. So significantly lower prices. The good news is that we've got right now projected 70% increase in production, and that 70% increase in yield and production will more than offset that dollar decline in price.
So are we, if we get a good yield on a typical wheat field in Oklahoma, can we get come close to break even?
Yeah, I think we can get close to break even in some fields. Of course, there's fields that will be poor quality wheat and below average yields. I doubt that they're going to reach break even. Production, I think, as we'll see as we go along, is more important than price. You can have an $8 price, but if you don't have anything to sell, and that's normally when we have $8, mm-hmm. It doesn't do you much good. But $4 wheat, that is very, very tough to get a break even out of.
Right. Previous years at this event, you brought a soapbox along with you a couple of times. As you get up on that maybe today and talk about maybe getting that premium, if you can get the, do the right management practices, get a high protein wheat out of, through the combine to the bin, does that make a difference this year?
It's definitely going to make a difference. Right now, we don't have much of a protein premium. You look at Kansas City, you got maybe 15 or 20 cents the difference between 11% protein and 12.6. However, as we get into harvest with these relatively large yields, people are telling me they're expecting to have relatively good yields, relatively good test weight. They're concerned about the protein levels. I do know that several farmers came in and put down special applications of nitrogen to get the protein. And I think those producers that bring in protein, if they choose their delivery points, that they will get a premium, or at least they won't be discounted like maybe some other producers.
Are we at a point where I think we've kind of seen this kind of coming a little bit with basis and everything? Are we really kind of have two wheat markets right now? We got that global market, but then we've got a domestic market that may reward us for protein?
I think the global market and the domestic market are rewarding for protein. You go back over the last few years, and I think it was brought about by the Black Sea exporters, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. They guaranteed and delivered a 12.5% protein wheat. I think that set the market standard, and you look at the contracts for Oklahoma, Kansas are just hard red winter wheat. You go back a few years, that was 12% in the contract. Contracts now have 12.5%. So I think that protein standard has moved up. I think it's here to stay, and I believe it's in both the domestic and the foreign market. And you talk to your domestic flour millers, they really need about 12.25 to 12.5 protein wheat to produce a good bread flour.
What recommendation on these guys as far as marketing at this point of the season?
Well, what I'm going to show them today is if you go back over the last 11 years, 10 of the last 11 years you needed to have that wheat sold by August 30. If you held it past that date, you got a lower price. And so we're going to talk about how to sell wheat at $4. And essentially, you just sell it the same you do as if it's at
$8. OSU's grain market economist talking with Zatlahoma. That's Dr. Kim Anderson on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.